to understand the Oimik, what Parshas Baal Yischa, what the Indian of Menorah is doing in Sefer Bamidbar. And the emes is that after the 7 days of Tashlumin of Shavuos are over, we begin Baal Yischa. Baal Yischa is usually a week after Shavuos. We have to understand how Baal Yischa is the Avoida, which is a Hemshech to Chag HaShavuos. And why Bechlal is the Menorah mentioned over here in Sefer Bamidbar? But the answer is that we know that there was two Kalim in the Mishkan. I'm saying this Bekitza, two Kalim in the Mishkan that represented Torah. There's the Oroin and there's the Menorah. And the Oroin, Pasuk says, Vasu Oroin, Rashi says there in Pashas Truma, Beli Raglaim. Oroin hasn't got Raglaim. We have to understand what Rashi means. Rashi's not teaching us carpentry lessons. What's the sod of Beli Raglaim by the Oroin? And by the Menorah, it's Fakert, Ad Yirecha, Rashi says. Three Gimel Raglaim Kimikain or Kamin Gimel Raglaim Hoyulab. Gimel Raglaim corresponds to a firm standing, a firm footing on the ground. Gimel Raglaim Ashloishad Dvarim Ha'ilam Oymeid. So the Oren has no Raglaim, no footing. Menorah has Gimel Raglaim. What's the sod? Not only does the Oren have no Raglaim, but the opposite. The Oren has Knafayim. The Oren has a Kruvim, and the Kruvim have Knafayim, and the Knafayim are Parisei Knafayim. The wings are spread. So the Oren corresponds to an idea of flying, not on the ground, and the Menorah corresponds to a firm footing on the ground. What's the Yisod? So Yishloima, that the Yisod is that there's Taka two parts of Avoida in Torah. There's the Chelik of Mamad HaSinai Taka, and that's the Oren. The Oren corresponds to the Kabbalah Satoira, the Mamad HaSinai Dika Bechina. That's where the Luchos are in the Oren. And the Menorah corresponds to the post Mamad HaSinai, after Mamad HaSinai. What to do with the Torah after Mamad HaSinai? And let's explain it. If you look through the Psukim and Parshas Yisroi, you see part the Psukim correspond to Kabbalah Satoira. You see that Be'emes Kabbalah Satoira was like a very, very, very high voltage experience. It was an electrifying experience. It wasn't an experience that can have a firm footing on the ground. Beginning with the Psukim say, Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai Vayisu Mirfidim, where the famous Arachaim HaKadosh says, Ava Makalkelas Es Ashura, the Rabbein Shlomo was so excited to give us the Torah, that the Psukim were written out of order a bit, that first the Rabbein Shlomo wants to see us already to Har Sinai, and then, that's Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, and then we begin the next Psukim, where we left. They're out of order because it just the Psukim want to show the Rabbein Shlomo's overwhelming Kaviyachal, the overwhelming feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Torah. And then we have the Indian of the Shloshis Yimei Hagbalah, which we have to understand what's the big deal made about the Shloshis Yimei Hagbalah. So much is made about it. What is it? Shloshis Yimei Hagbalah are being magbil, building a fence around Hasina, the Klal Yisrael shouldn't climb up. What's the big deal? There's a Tzivui, Moshe came down, told us the Tzivui, Moshe Rabbeinu went back up. What's the whole Indian over here? Oh, the answer is that Moshe Lamal Davadoyme, when the police are expecting a wild demonstration, so the more barricades they have to put up. If they're expecting a peaceful demonstration, a controlled demonstration, so they don't really need barricades. Barricading Har Sinai just meant that Klal Yisrael were out of control. Kaviyachol, just same way as Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Ava Mekalkelas Es Ashura, Kaviyachol, so too Klal Yisrael's Ava Mekalkelas Es Ashura. They were uncontrollable. And the whole Indian of Shloshis Me'agbalah is just for us to build up the feeling inside us as it was back then. Just like back then you needed barricades, you needed a fence to fence them off with threats of Issa Skila, of Chiv Skila, that they shouldn't climb up. That's how excited Klal Yisrael were, and that's how Ke'ilu uncontrollable Klal Yisrael were to climb up onto Har Sinai. That's the sod, that's the avoid of Shloshis Yimei Hagbalah. Let's get ourselves to such a wild level of dveikus and iskashus and excitement for the Torah that we need Hagbalah. We need to be controlled. And then the Etzim Mamad HaSinai, the Etzim Kabbalah HaTorah, when Klal Yisrael heard Rabbein Shlom speak to them, Parach HaNishmosam, that was the sea, that was the pinnacle, they couldn't stay here anymore. Their excitement and the Tainug Elyon of hearing Rabbein Shlom speaking to them was so great, it wasn't shaykh to stay down here anymore. Parach HaNishmosam. Parach HaNishmosam, that's the Kruvim who were Parisei Kunafayim. Klal Yisrael ponim beponim diba Hashem imochim, BaHaSinai Klal Yisrael, Hashem spoke to us ponim beponim, Hashem speaks ponim beponim, so it's impossible. Chutz mi Moshe Rabbeinu, it's impossible to pashut stay down here in our Kalim. So the Kruvim were taka face to face, and that's why there's wings, and the wings are parisik and a fine. The bechina of parcha neshmosam, parcha means to fly. That's the bechina of parisik and a fine. That's what Mamet Hasina was all about, and that's the kinyan of Torah. The kinyan to be koine a Torah. A person can't be koine a Torah by just fixing a time to learn and fixing it in with the rest of his schedule. Person initially to be makabel Torah, a person's got to have a wild excitement. Torah is a shtik shamayim. Torah just can't be stum incorporated into our day-to-day timetable. The person has to realize that he's getting something from outer space, and even higher than that, the person has to realize that to be koine a Torah is to be koine something when nashi yotza v'dabra zoysa Torah adam ki yomus ba'el ein adibidor. It's going to be a wild bechina. It's going to be an uncontrollable bechina, uncontrollable cheshek and islavus and dveikus to the halig of Torah. That's Mamet Asina. That's the initial first kinyan of Torah. That's all corresponding to the Oren. So Avada the Oren's got no raglaim. Avada the initial Kabbalah Satoira is a Kabbalah Satoira that doesn't have raglaim. It's a Parcha Nishmosam Dika Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah that Kladi Shal go up. That's what the Gemara Takadah says in Shabbos. I'm a pziza. We were makdim the pair. We said Nasa v'nishma is also a wild thing to do, but when the excitement is out of control, so then Nasa v'nishma, first we want to do, then we'll hear. That's all the initial kinyan of Torah. A person's got to realize that. This is a very big, important yisod and akuda to makabel the Torah. People think that they're leaving yeshiva, and now they're not going to be tarosam and nosam. So maybe therefore, when they go to work and they get a job in the office, so somehow between menchamar, somehow they fit Torah in. That doesn't go like that. Torah's got to be a wild excitement. Torah's got to be a person who's got to be wake up by Yashkim Aboike in order to be excited to learn before he goes out to work. And he's got to try to, every day, to try to find ways of finishing work early that he can run straight to the Beis HaMedrash. Person should be overwhelmed with Torah, and then you can be Torah and Koine Torah. That's the Bechina of Torah in the Oren. Oh, but we know that Enochanami, the Tachlis is, no, not Paruch HaNishmosim. The Tachlis of Torah is not the Bechinas Oren. Therefore, that's why the Oren was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim was out of bounds. It was a room that was Ke'ilu, a very, very out of control room, so to speak. It was a room where if a person goes in without the absolute right machshava, it's a Paruch HaNishmosim, the Kerub. The Rebbein Shalom Avada wants to eat, to live down here. And that's the famous vote of the Heiliger Rapshitzer. Heiliger Rapshitzer, the Zera Kodesh, where the Rav Shitzer says that why did Klal Yisrael ask Moshe Rabbeinu Daber Ate Monu V'Nishmo? Why weren't they happy to speak to our Kodesh Baruch? They were scared of dying. Baruch and Nishmo, when they reached the highest levels of Tainug Elyon of Dveikus, they felt Olam Haba, and therefore they couldn't stay down in Olam Hazeh. They must have yearned and longed for it. So how comes they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us that we shouldn't die? Dying for them was the greatest Tainug Elyon at that point. It says the Heiliger Rav Shitzer of Havada Mitzat Klal Yisrael, they were yet longing to be Paruch HaNishmosam, they were longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to them again and again, in order that each time there should be a Paruch HaNishmosam. Oba Klal Yisrael felt that Rabbein Shalom is Vayered Hashem al Hasin, that Rabbein Shalom is coming down here to give Klal Yisrael the Torah so that we should spread Dvar Hashem in the world. Hashem's coming down here, we're going up there. Who's going to spread the Rabbein Shalom's word? And therefore they were Mevater, they gave up on their unbelievable Dveikus and Tainuk in order to stay down here in this world, in order that there should be somebody to spread the Rabbein Shalom's word in Olam Hazeh. But Avada Mitzad them, they would have wanted to go up. So there you see that the Pshat is, the Tachlis is Taka to stay down here. The Tachlis is Taka, yes, to incorporate Torah into our lives. And that's why Taka, and that's the Bechin of the Menorah. And that's why Taka, the Menorah corresponds to Behemoth. Menorah corresponds to the Sephorna, says that the three Neiras on the right and the three Neiras on the left correspond to, Yamin corresponds to Torah. Torah, which was Nitna Yemin. Smoil corresponds to Parnasa Ashirus, like the Pasuk says, Oirich Yom Bimina B'Smoila Oisha V'Chovit. So you have a Yemin and you have a Smoil, and you're incorporating both of them. But we have to realize that the Torah, that the Menorah is made Miksha Achas. Miksha Achas means that the Torah HaKadosh has got to shine. Got to shine even when we're being Oisik in Parnasa, even when we're being Oisik in the Shulchan. Nevertheless, it's all got to be a Fatari Dekaif. Like the Hilga, there's a Hilga Leblin, Rebbe Leblin, I think the Chizkuni says the same thing, I think, that it says the Mul Pneam and Oira, Yiru Shiva Saneris. What's right? Mul Pneam and Oira, Yiru Shiva Saneris, that the seven candles of Meir are shining, are lighting, El Mul, opposite. What was opposite the menorah? The Shulchan was opposite the menorah. So in other words, the menorah's got to shine onto the Shulchan, which means that Shulchan corresponds to Parnasa, corresponds to Malchus of Shirus, that's got to be shining with Torah. So therefore, Taka, the menorah has three raglaim. The menorah does have a firm footing. The menorah does have a firm footing Gimel Raglaim, a firm amida in this world, because that's the whole tachlis of the menorah. Tachlis of the menorah is that a person should make miksha achas, the Torah and his melacha. Taka kol Torah, Mishnah says kol Torah she'enim ha-melacha seifa b'teila. But the person's got to realize that avada's got to be miksha achas. He can't separate the two. Even when he's being Isaac in Torah Kadosha, even when he's being Isaac in Yonid Alma, and he's Yonim in Mischa, nevertheless, he's got to be shining with Torah. He's got to be thinking of Torah all the time. And that's the Tachlis. And that's the, so therefore, Be'emes Eila Be'ila, Dimir Lekim Chaim. There was Taka and Aroin, and there was Taka Menorah. There's certain times where a person's got to be Dovak uncontrollably to Torah when he's got more time. On a Shabbos, etc., on a Yom Tov, where it doesn't have to be Oisek and Inyonim of Olam Hazeh. So there, a person has to feel the unbelievable, uncontrollable love for Torah. Is to get up early into Davin with a Chukka and a Dveikas and a Slavis, and to learn the Heilige Torah with a Chukka and a Dveikas and a Slavis. Oh, but then that's the Chelik Aron. But then there's the Chelik of the Menorah, which was the daily person's day to day avoida, where he's also working, he's also Oisek and Inyonim of Olam Hazeh. But nevertheless, it's all Miksha Achas, it's all Be'etzem the Chelik of the Torah Kedosha. Mela, therefore, that's why Parshas Ba'aloscha Kataka comes berach a week after Shavuos, after the Shavuos you made the Shlumim of Shavuos. Shavuos is taka a time where a person has to feel this uncontrollable desire. Shavuos has to be a time where Klal Yisrael feels parcha neshmosan. Shavuos is a bechin of olam haba. Shavuos is a bechin where shloshes me'at bala, where a person has to work up an uncontrollable wild excitement for Torah. And then when the oiras of Shavuos, after the 7 days of Tashlumin of Chag HaShavuos, when the Oiras of Shavuos are slowly going away, then the person has to transform that Oir into the Oir of the Menorah. And then the person has to be Taka Mekabel himself. Mekabel himself, the Rabban Shalom wants me down here, but the Rabban Shalom wants me down here to be Oisek in the Melacha in a way that the Torah HaKadosh and the Melacha are Hayinu Ach, they go hand in hand. The Oir of the Menorah is shining onto the Shulchan. And members, that's Taka the Kesher between Baal Oischa and the week after that Shlach Lecha, the week after that Koirach, because we know that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, in contrast to Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, is a big Yerida. In the Midbar, they ate the moon, they lived a life of Malachi Asharis, they lived a life of wings. They didn't really need Raglaim in the Midbar, so to speak, because they lived a life of Lenit Natoya El Eloich Le'amon. The Achila was Ruchnias, the Torah was Ruchnias, their whole lives were Ruchnias, they didn't know anything about Olam Hazeh, they were in Anan HaKovoid. And that's Bema, something that's Lamala Menateva. What's the Tachlis we just said? The Tachlis, as we said, is the Rabban Shalom wants a person to live his life in a Ishtachas Gafnev, Ishtachas Teinosoi, and to take that Torah Kedosh and to make the Torah Kedosh a part and parcel of his life. Not like Lafuki, not like we said earlier that he's also Maktish sometime to Torah, but his whole day should be full of a Torah Dika Mahalach, even while he's being Oisek and other things as well. And that was the purpose of going into Eretz Yisrael. So the transition from Mamad HaSinai to Parshas Baal Oischa is be'etzem a parallel to the transition from being in the Midbar to going into Eretz Yisrael. And that's where the Meraglim failed. The Meraglim realized there was going to be a Yerida, so to speak, going into Eretz Yisrael. Meraglim felt that in the Midbar when they were eating the mon, the Midbar where there was Kulei Ruchni, so Meraglim felt that that's Mamish Taka on a much higher Madrega. Masha Ein Kein, going into Eretz Yisrael, that's a Yerida. That's Taka Yerida. And the embassy is Enochanami. But what's Tachlis? Just like the Hele Gavot from the Rav Shitzer. Klal Yisrael also felt in the Midbar that hearing from Moshe Rabbeinu that Dibros was a Yerida. And Klal Yisrael also felt that there's a Bechina of Parcha Nishmasam. But nevertheless, the Rabban Shloilem wanted, Rabban Shloilem's Ratzin is that they should be down here and they should bring the Dvar Hashem down here and make the world a better world. Bechina Samanayra. And therefore, but they failed to realize that they weren't prepared for the same mysterious nefesh as Klal Yisrael that has Daber Ate Mona Venishma. They taka wanted that Lamal Men Ateva Dekan Haga to continue, and that was their Avera. That's why that's the hemshach between Baal Oischa and Shlach Lecha. And that's the sod of why the Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu came out. Moshe Rabbeinu was taka Bechina. In other words, since Baal Oischa taught us the Ha'ara, that a Rebbeinu Shlom wants a person yes to be civilized and to live in this world and still be a Dava Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Miyishtai, Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka a different Bechina altogether, Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was Panim Bapanim Dibba Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who Ke'ilu, whose whole Madrega was to remain a Mamad Hasina Dika Madrega, and therefore since the Bashas Baal Oischa they were taught the message otherwise, so Mela therefore That's how it became a zahava mina that they should speak lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. When they realized that ki'ilu is an inyan to be a mensch, to be a civilized person, how comes Moshe Rabbeinu is not? In other words, when they looked at the menorah, when they looked at the bechinas ba'alois chasaneiros, so then they saw lechoyer there might be a pagam in Moshe Rabbeinu. But obviously it was sheker. Why? Because chas v'shalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be that way. That was the darga. That was the old darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the bechinas Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the darga of the Oren. Aaron HaKohen was bechinas Menoira. But Moshe Rabbeinu was darga of the madrega of the Oren. So that's how the parshas Ba'alayscha was a pischein peh, so to speak, that there should be a misunderstanding and a lashon hara spoken about Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the hemshach of Parsha Shlach Lecha, and that was the avera Rosham Alalu Ro Veloyelok Chomusa. In other words, the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael and they saw a life of Ishtachas Gafna, Ishtachas Teinosai, and they looked at that as a Yerida, and made it. Therefore, that's why they spoke Lashon Hara, and they wanted to stay in the Midbar to live in a higher Madrega, which wasn't their avoida to do. After Shavuos, the weeks after Shavuos, a person's got to be mislav in Torah, but a person's got to realize taka that the Rebbein Shalom wants him to live a civilized life, and the Rebbein Shalom wants him to live a life, and nevertheless that life should be completely incorporated, obviously, with Torah. When he's working up Yishulchan Aruch. Whenever he gets a chance, he has to learn, and that's the reason why Ba'aloischa, the Bechinas Ba'aloischa, is taka put next to Chag HaShavuos, and that explains us also the whole oimek of the Hatova Saneris. There's a Hatova Saneris and there's a Hadlaka Saneris. A wick, Torah is Torah Or. An Or is a flame, a light. And a flame flickers, it wants to go up. The worse, the poorer quality of the oil and the poorer quality of the wick, it won't be matzliach to hold the flame down. However, if you have a good quality oil and a new wick, in a good nair, so then it'll shine, it'll light properly. And that was avoid of Hatovas HaNeiros. If there was no Hatovas HaNeiros, if you light it with the old one, then it's a Bechina Baruch HaNishmasam. Then our connection to Torah is a connection that it flickers and it goes back up. That's a Baruch HaNishmasam. The whole avoid of the menorah is that the nair and the or HaTorah should be held down, it should stay down in a civilized form and manner. And we made it, therefore, that's why there was avoid of Hatovah. Take out Aaron HaKohen, take out the old wicks, take out the old or, light a new one, because the menorah has to symbolize the Yid living his life down here, but living his life up in Torah. That the aura of the Torah stays down here, and there's no bechinas parach and shmosa, and that's taka the bechina of hatovas aneris and hadlokas aneris. Ba'oimek noisav, we're going to be mekatzer over here. Ba'oimek noisav, Rashi says taka in the parasha that Aaron HaKohen at Chalisha Zadaz, he didn't bring up Korbanos on the scene. Rabbi Shalom says, Shilcha Gedoyle Mishalem, Shata Meitiv Amadlik Asaneiros. What's the Dogish of Shata Meitiv Amadlik Asaneiros? The answer is the Korbanos is the Bechina of a person that's a sin. He has to bring up a Korban, so he has to burn up that, he has to destroy that Chalik, the Chalik Ora, the Sumei Ra, he has to destroy. Menorah was the opposite. The Menorah was taking Oil Mazeh, instead of destroying it, taking Oil Mazeh and bringing the Torah down to Oil Mazeh. That's a greater Madrega than the Chalik of Korbanos. Korbanos was a Bechina where we have to burn up the nefesh of Ahamis, and the menorah is a bechinah. You're not burning up anything. You're bringing Torah down, that the Torah should shine onto the nefesh of Ahamis to make the nefesh of Ahamis and to make a person's day-to-day life in Olam Hazeh a pure spiritual ruchnistic life. The Torah, the menorah, shining onto the menorah, onto the shulchan. The whole musag of the menorah was taka shata meitiv umadlik asaneris. You're taka being hamikna tovas aneris. You're enabling the Torah to come down here, not just burning up Olam Hazeh. You're enabling Torah to be brought down here in a way where the Torah has a kiyam down here with the menorah, with shalish aglaim, and that's the avoda that could post shavuos after chag shavuos. That's taka the avoda, and that's taka the hemshach and the tikkun also to the chet of the miraglim.